exploring the people and places of the Dakota War of 1862. Today's feature explores the use of language to describe an event such as the Dakota War, Uprising. The words we use to describe an event can often begin to define that event. For this reason, not everybody agrees on what to call it when one nation goes against another, as in the 1862 Dakota War, Conflict, Uprising. Ben Leonard is the director of the Treaty Center at Travis de Sioux in St. Peter.
I don't think that we've come to a shared language about this event. And I think I'm not necessarily equating the Dakota War with the Holocaust that occurred in the 1940s in World War II. But I think the way that we remember those events, the fact that the Holocaust has a fairly strong shared language where everyone agrees on what those terms are, I don't think we're quite there yet.
Sandy Gishick is a Dakota historian and elder.
Dakota conflict, the Sioux uprising, the United States Dakota War of 1862, all of those are, mistitled. And the reason why I say that is because it was Little Crow who declared war. So I always like to refer and correct people and tell them that it's the Dakota-United States War of 1862.
Rick Liebeck has taught language arts, speaks Norwegian, and is working toward his PhD in education at the University of Minnesota.
Uprising is problematic because it gives the notion of spontaneity. And spontaneity is a problem because it ignores the causes. It also perpetuates the stereotype that they were hot-blooded savages, too.
Calling this the Dakota Massacre is the values and beliefs reflected in that name are far different than the Dakota-U.S. War.
Exploring the People and Places of the Dakota War of 1862 is a production of Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota communities, made possible with a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The producer was Milt Lee, and the writer, Jamie Lee.